U.S. District Court Judge Louis Sands has set a July 1 hearing to consider any final motions before sentencing in the peanut industry's salmonella case. On Wednesday this week, attorneys will return to the court in Albany, Georgia, to argue for and against pre-sentencing reports, as well as how much restitution the defendant should pay. Industry leaders in food processing are watching the PCA case because this is the first time prosecutors have filed criminal charges and sought prison time for people who sold food contaminated with any type of bacteria. Two brothers, former Peanut Corporation of America owner Stuart Parnell and quality assurance manager and broker Michael Parnell, were convicted in federal court in the Middle District of Georgia last year and are expected to hear if they will serve time in prison. A third defendant, Mary Wilkerson, the quality control manager for the Blakely plant, was found guilty on one count of obstruction of justice and will be sentenced along with the Parnell brothers. Samuel Lightsey, the manager of the plant in Blakely, and Daniel Kilgore, the Blakely operations manager, also remained to be sentenced. They pleaded guilty and testified at the trial against the others. U.S. District Court Judge Sands had delayed sentencing while he considered whether jurors considered information they got outside the courtroom. After interviewing all of the jurors, Sands found only one juror alleged there was a glitch in deliberation, but that overwhelming evidence was presented at the trial against the former PCA executives. The attorney for the Parnell brothers have said they will appeal the jury misconduct ruling. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.